Hello, Brevet. How are you today? Ready to manage another crisis? Well, don't worry, I'm just kidding. The crisis was indeed averted, so today, everything's okay, everything's alright, and we can focus on working on the structures that we saw in our previous class. Are you ready for that? Well, after dealing with the crisis that we had in our previous class, I bet that you are. So, let's get started. We start there with number one. Why is everybody in such a rush? Why is everybody in such a rush? We talked about this word, the word rush, in our previous class, right? Rush means basically to hurry, either in a physical way, so to run after a bus, for example, rush after the bus or rush after a car, or in a more metaphorical way, meaning to act fast to get things done, to get things finished, right? So we have to hurry to finish this report, for instance, right? And then the expression in a hurry can mean two slightly different but also very similar things, which are very busy or very quickly, right? So here in our example here, why is everybody in such a rush? It's actually kind of a mix of these two things, right? So people are in a rush, people are acting fast, they are moving quickly. Why? Because they are very busy, because they have something very important going on. Okay? Why does everybody seem to be in a rush? Why does everybody seem to be in a rush? So, once again, we have that same expression, in a rush. So, very busy or doing things very quickly, moving very fast. Everyone seems nervous. What's going on? Everyone seems nervous. What's going on? Here, let's just stop for 1 minute to talk about the pronunciation of the word nervous, right? Nervous, nervous, nervous. Everyone seems nervous. Everyone seems nervous. Everyone seems nervous. What's going on? All right? Why is everybody on edge? Why is everybody on edge? We saw this expression some classes ago, the expression on edge, which means basically very nervous, right? So why is everybody on edge? Why is everybody so nervous, right? Let's take the chance here of all these examples to remember that the word everyone or everybody, which are synonyms, is a singular noun. That's why I'm saying why is everybody, why does everybody, everyone seems nervous. Why is everybody on edge and so on? All right, so the words everyone and everybody, they are singular nouns and therefore they require singular verbs. Okay, moving forward. We're scrambling to solve some legal issues. We're scrambling to solve some legal issues. We've already talked about the word scramble here in our previous class as well, right? So scramble means to act frantically to get things done, right? So to act really fast, again, to rush to get things done, all right? We're rushing to find a solution to these issues. We're rushing to find a solution to these issues. No big secrets here, so let's move on. We need to solve these legal issues right away. We need to solve these legal issues right away. Here, once again, you can see the word right being used as an adverb to form an expression that indicates immediately, right? So the expression right away means immediately. So I could say, give me this document right away. Give me this document right away. Give me this document immediately, right? Or I need to file those reports right away. I need to file those reports immediately. I need to file those reports right away, okay? We're focused on finishing this brief ASAP. We're focused on finishing this brief ASAP. We've already talked about the preposition that we use with the word focus, which is the word on, right? So you focus on something. Notice here that when we're talking about focusing on an action, this action has to be in the gerund form. So you focus on doing something or on checking something or on reading something, right? So we're focused on finishing this brief ASAP, right? So I could say, for example, we have to focus on delivering the batch by tomorrow. We have to focus on delivering the batch by tomorrow. Another example could be, you really need to focus on writing that email. You really need to focus on writing that email. So focus on writing that email, right? So every time you focus on an action, this action must be in the gerund. So focus on an action requires gerund, which is known as the ing, right? So focus on doing, focus on delivering, focus on writing, focus on finishing this brief ASAP. All right, moving forward. Is this about the patent application that is submitted last week? Is this about a patent application that is submitted last week? Let's take the chance here to work a little more on the pronunciation of the word submitted. Submitted, 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 submitted. Submitted last week, submitted last week. The patent application that is submitted last week. This is about the patent application that you submitted last week. All right? Are you referring to the company bylaws? Are you referring to the company bylaws? Two interesting things here. First of all, the preposition that we're going to use with the word refer. You refer to something. So if you say, that email refers to our last project. That email refers to our last project. So it regards our last project. It talks about our last project. All right. One more example could be, I don't know what that document refers to. So I don't know what that document refers to. I don't know what that document talks about. I don't know what that document is about. Okay, so refer to something. All right. The second important thing that we have here is an expression that you're going to see a lot in legal documents, which is the word bylaws. The bylaws of a company are basically the rules of that company. So the set of rules of a company, right? The rules that regulate what the company should and shouldn't do. All right, so the bylaws, the estatuto of the company. It's a very different word from what we have in Portuguese, right? So the bylaws of the company, basically the set of the rules of a company. Let me use this word in one more example. Our bylaws determine that the employees should get the Sunday off. Our bylaws determine, our set of rules determine that the employees should get the Sunday off. So the rules that indicate how the company should proceed, how the company should behave, right? So the bylaws of the company, the rules of the company, okay? Are they talking about an internal policy document we signed yesterday? Are they talking about an internal policy document we signed yesterday? Let's take the chance here to practice a little the pronunciation of the word signed. Signed, signed, signed. Document we signed yesterday. The internal policy document we signed yesterday. Are they talking about an internal policy document we signed yesterday? All right. Is the meeting about the legal briefs we have to review? Is the meeting about the legal briefs we have to review? No secrets there, so let's move on. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing. Let's practice one more time the pronunciation of the word bureau because it has a very peculiar pronunciation, right? Bureau, bureau. Bureau, the Patent Bureau. The Patent Bureau found some issues. The Patent Bureau found some issues during filing. Okay? Our attorney found problems in the document. Our attorney found problems in the document. Here we have a great chance to talk about some different terms that we can use in English to talk about the advogado, right? We normally see the word lawyer when we talk about this professional, right? The word lawyer is the most generic term that we can use to talk about a person that works in the law area. So the lawyer is basically a person who has a degree in law, so a person who actually studied law, right? And is able to work in the area. So a person who has a degree, who was educated in law and is now able to work in the area, that can work in the area, right? The thing is that the lawyer is that person who does have a degree in law and who can work in the area, but doesn't necessarily work in the field, right? So when I talk about a lawyer, I can talk about a person who has a degree in law and who is actually working as a lawyer, or I can be talking about a person who is not working as a lawyer, but has a degree and has this license to work as a lawyer. Okay, so the person doesn't necessarily have to be working in the field. Let me write that here. So a person who has a degree in law and is able to work in the area, but doesn't necessarily work in the field, right? So it's a very generic term. Okay, it's a very generic term that can regard any person who has these conditions. Okay, now the word attorney, which is the word that we have here in our sentence, is a person who has a degree in law and actually works in the field and works in the area representing clients, right? So the lawyer is a person who has the degree and can work in the area, but doesn't necessarily work. So it's a generic term to refer to all people who have a law degree. While attorney, the word attorney is used to indicate a person who has a law degree and is working in the field, who has a job, who is a real professional of the area, right? Attorney, by the way, is actually short of attorney at law, right? Attorney at law is the full term, but we usually see it as just attorney, right? Another thing about this expression, attorney, is that it's widely used in the USA, right? So in American English, you're going to see the word attorney a lot. While in the United Kingdom, in British English, you're probably going to see the word solicitor, right? Solicitor is the term that is most used in the UK. Okay, so attorney or attorney at law in the USA and solicitor in the UK, in the United Kingdom, right? So referring to a person who has a law degree and is working in the field. There is also another term that is used both in the US and also in the UK, which is the word counsel or counselor, which refers to a lawyer that only works as a consultant, right? So a counselor is the person who gives consulting, okay? It's not the lawyer who actually represents clients. The counselor or counselor just consults, okay? So we have there four terms to refer to advogado, right? We have the word lawyer, which is a generic term to indicate people who have a law degree and are able to work as lawyers, right? We have the term attorney or attorney at law, which is used to talk about lawyers that actually work in the field representing clients, and which is mainly used in the US, right? A term that is mainly used in the US. While solicitor, the word solicitor, is the same thing as the attorney, but mainly used in the UK, right? And then we have the words counsel and counselor, which talk about lawyers that work as consultants. So they give consulting, right? So counsel and counselor, they don't represent clients. They only work as consultants, right? So these terms are the most commonly used when we're talking about professionals that work in the law area, right? There are some other terms that change according to the regulation of each country, right? But these are the most common ones. When you're not sure of which one you can use, just use the word lawyer, because the word lawyer is a very generic term and it works for everything. All right, let's move on with our sentences here. The patent office approved our application. The patent office approved our application. No problems there. There were issues with the patent application we filed. There were issues with the patent application we filed. Again, no problems there. Let's just remember the word file is one of those words that can be either a noun or a verb, right? And in our situation here, it's been used as a verb, the patent application we filed. Okay, moving forward, we have to review a few aspects before we submit the application. We have to review a few aspects before we submit the application. No secrets there. This brief needs to be fully reviewed before we forward it. This brief needs to be fully reviewed before we forward it. This is a good chance to practice the pronunciation of the word forward, right? Once again, we have that strong sound, which is very typical from English, right? So forward, 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 before we forward it, before we forward it, fully reviewed before we forward it. See, we have a very interesting sequence there of many R's. Reviewed before we forward. Reviewed before we forward it. Fully reviewed before we forward it. This brief needs to be fully reviewed before we forward it. Okay? You need to proofread the meeting minutes before filing them. You need to proofread the meeting minutes before filing them. Two interesting things here. First of all, the word proofread, which means basically to review. Right? So to proofread means that you're going to take the document, take a text, and review everything. Read everything to check if there are any mistakes, any errors, right? And the second interesting thing here is a word that has nothing to do with a translation in Portuguese, which is the word minutes. The word minutes, as we have here in our sentence, is that summary, the summary of the things that were said in a meeting, right? Our ata. So that document that someone writes down, listing all the things that were mentioned, that were said in a meeting, right? Those are the minutes of the meeting. So if we say, for instance, the secretary has already filed the minutes of our meeting, what we're saying is that the secretary has filed that summary, that document that contains the things that were said in our meeting. The secretary has filed the minutes of our meeting, right? Very interesting word there, right? Well, let's move on. We need to update the privacy policy before the website goes live. We need to update the privacy policy before the website goes live. I already told you about the difference between policy and politics, right? So the policy are basically the rules about something, the way you treat something, and politics is that thing related to the government, right? So let's stick to the word policy here because that's what matters for us at the moment, right? The word policy is one of those words that are going to see a lot in a corporate environment, right? So everybody, every company has policies for this, policies for that. So it's a very common word in the corporate world, okay? The word policy. Well, let's move on. You look like you're in full-on crisis mode. You look like you're in full-on crisis mode. Let's take the chance here to remember the pronunciation of the contraction of you are, which is you're. You look like you're in full-on crisis mode. You're in full-on crisis mode. You look like you're in full-on crisis mode. Alright? And also, let's remember that the expression full-on means basically complete, total. Alright, so full-on crisis mode means that the crisis has taken over everything. Okay? It looks like you're dealing with a crisis. It looks like you're dealing with a crisis. No problems there. It seems like you've got a crisis on your hands. It seems like you've got a crisis on your hands. Again, no big issues. You seem like you have a tough decision to make. You seem like you have a tough decision to make. Two things that I want to remind you here of are, first, the pronunciation of tough, right? Tough, a tough decision to make. You have a tough decision to make. You seem like you have a tough decision to make, okay? And second, the verb that we use regarding the word decision. You make a decision, right? So you seem like you have a tough decision to make, okay? Make a decision, all right? Let's move on. We have to finish this soon or we'll miss the deadline. We have to finish this soon or we'll miss the deadline. No problems there, so moving on. This needs to be done ASAP before the deadline. This needs to be done ASAP before the deadline. Just remember that this acronym, ASAP, which means as soon as possible, may be read ASAP, so pronouncing every letter, or ASAP. So this needs to be done ASAP, or this needs to be done ASAP. It doesn't matter. Both are okay. Both are accepted. All right? It's crucial that we finish this right away. No problems there. See, once again, the expression right away, meaning immediately, in another sentence here, right? According to our schedule, the task must be finished right away. Again, no big secrets there. So let's move forward. If we don't finish this soon, all our planning goes down the drain. We've already talked about the expression down the drain in our previous class, right? Down the drain means that everything is going to be lost and we won't be able to recover that. So down the drain, okay? We need to finish this soon according to our plan. No problems there. The planned schedule says we have to finish this today. Two pronunciation tips that I have to give you here. First of them is the pronunciation of the word planned. Planned. Notice how we don't pronounce the letter E, right? So planned. The planned schedule says. And the other word that I want you to pay attention to is the word says, which is basically like this. Says. The planned schedule says we have to finish this today. All right? For the sake of our plan, we must complete this task. A very interesting expression here, the expression for the sake of, right? The word sake has quite a few different meanings, but they are all quite similar, right? The meaning is going to change depending on the context. So the word sake can mean purpose, or it can mean advantage, or it can mean benefit, or it can mean interest, or it can mean good, right? Let me give you some examples so that you can understand this a little better, right? If I say, for the sake of your health, stop smoking. For the sake of your health, stop smoking. That is, for the good of your health, for the benefit of your health, stop smoking, right? If I say, do this for your own sake, what I'm saying is, do this for your own good, for your own benefit, all right? And if I say, I painted this only for art's sake, I painted this only for art's purpose, right? Let's say I didn't paint it to sell, so my reasons are not financial. I painted only for the purpose of art, only for art's sake. Okay? So here you can sense a little bit the difference in terms of meaning when I use the expression for the sake of, right? They're all very similar. It's just going to change a little bit depending on my context, right? Here in our sentence we have, for the sake of our plan, we must complete this task. So for the good of our plan, for the benefit of our plan, we must complete this task. All right? A very interesting expression that you can use for many different contexts. Okay? Moving forward, is there any way I can help you out? Is there any way I can help you out? No problems there? Can I offer you any assistance? Can I offer you any assistance? Again, no big deal. How can I make myself useful? How can I make myself useful? A very interesting expression, this one, because it's a little different from what we say in Portuguese, right? In Portuguese, we normally say, how can I be useful? But in English, we say to make oneself useful. So I could say, for example, make yourself useful and wash the dishes for me, right? Make yourself useful and wash the dishes for me. I could also say, my sister wants to make herself useful. What can she do? Right? So my sister wants to make herself useful. What can she do? So make oneself useful. How can you help? How can you be of assistance? Right? Let me give you a hand with that. Let me give you a hand with that. No problems there. So let's move forward. I need someone to go over this technical document. I need someone to go over this technical document. Let's stop here for 1 second just to practice the pronunciation of the word document. 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 Technical document. This technical document. Someone to go over this technical document. I need someone to go over this technical document. Okay, so document. All right? I need you to review this affidavit. I need you to review this affidavit. Here we have another legal expression, which is not very common for us Portuguese speakers, which is the word affidavit. Affidavit is basically a written declaration made under oath before an authorized officer. So if you go to any official office, such as the city hall or a notary public's office or any governmental office, and you declare, you state something before an authorized person, and this person writes it down and makes a written declaration, this declaration is the affidavit, right? So a declaração, basically a written declaration, a written statement, okay? So the affidavit. Affidavit. Review this affidavit. I needed to review this affidavit. Okay? We need a specialist to check this brief. We need a specialist to check this brief. Let's take the chance here to practice the pronunciation of the word specialist. 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 We need a specialist. We need a specialist to check this brief. We need a specialist to check this brief. Okay? Our attorney needs to see the agreement document. Our attorney needs to see the agreement document. See the word attorney here one more time, meaning that lawyer that actually works representing clients, right? So moving forward, I need you to see if the figures match the patent document correctly. I need you to see if the figures match the patent document correctly. No problems there. You will have to review the figures and the patent claims. You have to review the figures and the patent claims. Here, once again, we have a word that can work either as a noun or as a verb, which is the word claim. The word claim then, noun or verb, right? Which means in our situation here, a request or a demand, right? So I could say either the board listened carefully to the employee's claims. So the board listened carefully to the employee's claims. They listened carefully to the employee's requests or demands, right? And I could also say, the employee is claiming the board's attention. So the employee is claiming the board's attention. The employee is requesting, is demanding the board's attention, right? So claim, again, another word that can be either a noun or a verb, all right? Can you check if the documents were properly authorized? Can you check if the documents are properly authorized? I want to practice the pronunciation of two words with you here. The first of them is properly. Properly, properly. The documents are properly, properly. And the second one is the word authorized. Authorized, authorized, authorized. Properly authorized, properly authorized. The documents are properly authorized. Can you check if the documents are properly authorized? Can you check if the documents are properly authorized? Okay? I want you to proofread our non-disclosure agreement. I want you to proofread our non-disclosure agreement. This is another expression that you'll probably see a lot in the corporate world, which is non-disclosure agreement, which is basically an agreement, a document that you sign saying that you're not going to talk about that. That being a project, a company, a person, anything, you're just not going to talk about it, okay? So a non-disclosure agreement is a document that says that you're not going to talk to anyone about anything, all right? Moving forward, I've just finished checking the documents. I've just finished proofreading the legal brief. They have just started drafting the product documentation. We've just submitted the final form. Why did I read all the sentences without stopping? Because I want you to notice that they all have the same structure, which is the present perfect together with the word just, right? I've just finished proofreading. They've just started drafting. We've just submitted, right? We have already talked about the uses of the present perfect, and we have already talked about the uses of the word just. But I want to refresh your memory as to the use of the present perfect with the word just. And to do that for me, I'm going to call him my colleague, Luis.
We have already talked about the usage of the present perfect and the word just, but it's such an essential structure that it is worth a quick review. The present perfect is used to talk about things that happened in the past without being specific about the moment in which they happened. When you use it along with the word just, what happens is that you move these things to the very recent past. So, for example, if you say, I've been to Europe, what I'll understand is that at some point in the past, you traveled to Europe. However, if you tell me, I've just been to Europe, I'll understand that you went there very recently. Maybe you're still unpacking your bags because you arrived a couple of days ago. You always position the word just between the auxiliary have and the main verb of the phrase. So you say things like, I have just arrived, he has just finished his work, she has just called me. Pretty simple, huh?
Very well, then. Now that our memory is refreshed, let's just stop here for one moment to practice the pronunciation of the sentence 12.2, because there are quite a few tricky parts there. First of all, we have the word draft, which, once again, can be either a noun or a verb, right? Here in our situation here, it's being used as a verb, right? So normally we see it as a noun, but here it's a verb. Also, the pronunciation of the word product, remember? Product. And the pronunciation of the word documentation. Product documentation. Drafting the product documentation. They've just started drafting the product documentation, right? So there are a lot of R's there. Started drafting the product documentation, right? They've just started drafting the product documentation, okay? Don't forget to practice the pronunciation of all those words there. Very well then. What about the rest of the review process? Here, once again, remember the pronunciation of the word process, right? Process, process, review process, the rest of the review process. Once again, we have all those R's there. Rest of the review process, the rest of the review process. What about the rest of the review process? Okay. How about the rest of the legal proceedings? How about the rest of the legal proceedings? This word here, you're also going to see a lot in the corporate environment, the word proceedings, which means basically the procedures of something that is the course of action, right? So courses of action. So what you're going to do, how you're going to act to do something. So how about the rest of the legal proceedings? How about the rest of the legal actions? What courses of action I'm going to take? All right. What about the remaining legal issues? What about the remaining legal issues? No problems there. Did you review the brief I sent you? Did you review the brief I sent you? Once again, no big issues. So let's move on. Legal sent us a specialist to help move things along. Legal sent us a specialist to help move things along. No problems there. An attorney was assigned to assist us. An attorney was assigned to assist us. Two important words here. The word assigned. Notice how I don't pronounce the E, right? Assigned, assigned, which means a person who was selected to do something, right? So if someone was assigned to do something, this person was selected to do something. And there's also the word assist, right? Assist can be a false friend. Don't forget that the word assist means actually to help, right? So the attorney was assigned to assist us. The attorney was assigned to help us, to give us assistance, right? So assist, the word assist, always remember that it comes from assistance. All right? We have a legal consultant to help us during the proceedings. We have a legal consultant to help us during the proceedings. No problems there. We have specialized people helping us with the paperwork. We have specialized people helping us with the paperwork. Let's practice the pronunciation of the word specialized as well. We talked about the word specialist, right? And now we can talk also about the word specialized. 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 Specialized people. We have specialized people. We have specialized people helping us. We have specialized people helping us with the paperwork. We have specialized people helping us with the paperwork. Okay, moving on to our last page. We're in the clear now. We're in the clear now. We've talked about this expression in the clear in our previous class, right? So what I want you to focus on now is the pronunciation of we're. Right? The contraction of we are. We're. We're. We're in the clear now. We're in the clear now. We're in the clear now. Okay? Now we're safe. Now we're safe. Another opportunity for you to practice the contraction of we are. We're. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. No problems there. Everything is now in order. Everything is now in order. I also talked to you about the expression in order, right? Which means everything is okay, everything is fine, everything is as it should be, right? Very well, so this is the end of our Business in Focus class. So now don't forget to do your memorization hack practice, because there were many words that are very, very common in the corporate world that we haven't seen in our classes before, right? So listen to the sentences as many times as you want. Don't forget to practice all the pronunciation tips that I gave you, and I'll see you in our next class. See you later, private.